You are now tuned in to the latest episode of Crayon vs. Culture, hosted by LaShonda.
Welcome to another episode of Crayon vs. Culture, and today I am joined by Fee.
Hey.
And Ace.
What's happening?
So today we're going to talk about mental health, but before we go, because we're not experts, don't take our advice. We're just talking about experience. So in terms of mental health, I think I will start with the Aisha Curry situation. Basically, it became a whole big spectacle on social media, and people was basically dragging her for speaking her truth. I'm not going to give my opinion on it right now, but I will let my co-host talk about it. Who wants to go first?
Go, Archie. You go.
Okay, Archie, because you're Ace. We'll go with Ace.
You talking about when she was
on Red speaking, Table Talk.
Speaking about the Steph Curry situation?
Yeah, like not feeling invisible and this
and that. I don't consider, I mean, you know what, I can't say that because anything is really a mental illness that affects you mentally. But I think because I was reading some and after a second child, she was talking about postpartum depression, which of course depression is, you know, has something to do with mental illness. I think it was more so that, you know, outside of the, you know, what everybody picked up and run with, her not getting attention from other guys. I kind of feel like that just wasn't a question that she answered, but she was more so just depressed about, you know, I don't know personally, but I can imagine what women go through with their bodies. And, you know, all the physical strain and the pressure that just comes with having a kid. And then when you have them, you want to get your body back, but things probably not right. You know, things ain't as tight as they was. You got something hanging here, there, you know what I'm saying? Damn. You got to be in the crib recovering, your counterparts out doing their thing because they ain't went through nothing. So outside of that, you can't really, you know, we're all adults. You can't have sex. So you don't feel like, you know what I'm saying, you're being, you know, shown that attention or affection that you need. So then it all kind of came out to, a question that was asked. And, you know, I think everybody just blew, you know, took it and ran. I mean, I understood. I mean, honestly, the real answer to it is y'all are a lovely family. Y'all wear, you know, your religion on your sleeve to a sense. And a lot of niggas like your husband as a basketball player, so they ain't, you know, they gonna respect him. I'm a Steph Curry fan. I ain't about to, you know what I mean? I mean, now I know that's not the whole overall point of view, but if you were just talking surface level, niggas like your husband, bro.
We on Crayon, okay. All right. I respect that. What do you think, Fee?
I had to watch the Red Table Talk and then try to find my own little investigation with Aisha Curry. And, okay, I understand she was born and raised in Canada, and then she moved to the States.
Facts.
Then became this big-time life celebrity and chef and all that good stuff. So all those different things is very traumatic. It can be traumatic in somebody's life, you know, a move from Canada to the States when you're being this light-skinned girl, like she was saying, I'm this light-skinned girl, I didn't know anything about race and stuff, and then I come here and then everybody's segregating me like, oh, you're too light-skinned, or you're not too black, or you're not too white over here. So now you're like, damn, like now you're mentally messing with yourself.
So you're trying to figure out where you fit in.
Where do you fit in when you came from somewhere it didn't matter, you know? And then you find this guy who becomes this superstar. And you're not even trying to fit into his life because you do fit into his life, but you're, I guess, you know, the people, you're in his life, so the people and everything, you're going to get that attention and that attraction too. And like she said, when she was in the car, you know, the girl got in the car, she was like, you know, no. And from then on, she had anxiety. From then on, or whatever. And it probably, to me, it probably started from when she moved from Canada. All that anxiety stuff. Really. Because, you know, I moved from that and then just being thrown into that kind of lifestyle and stuff, that could be, you know, a lot for a person. And some people can't handle it and be around a lot of people, like she said. She don't like a lot of people or being around. So all of that, you know, bothers her or whatever. I do still think it's, like, light-skinned people problems, but...
But you light-skinned.
But no. And you know what? That's my problem I have with the African community. That's my problem. But you know what? I'm good. You know, I'm good. I know where I'm from. I'm too light-skinned for the African people. I'm too African for the American people. Whatever. It is what it is. But, like I said, but... Yeah, she just, I don't know, that, just a little bit of light skin problems to me.
But I will say this, as far as just, you know, someone else's mental, you can't really tell somebody how to feel or what to, you know, like, for example, you can't tell somebody, you know, what to believe in, what to get offended by. It's their feelings, they're entitled to, you know, feeling a certain way. We may not be able to, you know, be on the same page or relate. But it's their truth, is that, you know, what they're going through, you know, with the, even me personally, I don't really follow her. She can be, you know, irritating to me at times, but that's just my preference. But I understand it's okay for me to feel that way and still understand in the same breath. You know what I'm saying? I think people, they can, you know, someone can turn them off with their thought process or, you know, how they feel, but that's that person's, you know, thought process is how they feel. You know what I'm saying? You have how you feel. And, you know, I think people just, you know, to discredit her because she got money now, that doesn't really take away
from her pain.
From, like, her pain, her depression, or her anxiety. All that shit's real. Like, and a lot of people have it. They're just afraid to address it. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what it comes down to. Everybody deals with some type of, you know, mental, you know, situation, whether it's, you know, serious, light, but it's something everybody deals with it. So it's like, you have to be able to address it, or, you know what I'm saying? You can act like nothing's wrong with you, but we all got some shit going on with us at some point. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. No, I honestly feel like even when people was dragging her, and it wasn't even just regular people, it was black people dragging her, black women dragging her. And I could not understand, for me, because honestly, and that's why I even told you, Fee, watch the whole thing. Because people just saw a clip, took it, and ran. And that's my issue with social media, too. Like, she didn't say, oh, my husband don't compliment me, this and the other. She's saying, I feel invisible by people, period. Like, people are...
No, she said men. She said she doesn't get attention. Okay.
Right. No, she... Okay, no. She said men. But even before that, she was
like, I want to know people watching. That's exactly what she said.
Yeah.
Men are watching.
Right.
She was like, I want to know men are watching.
Yeah, she wants to know that. But then that goes into what I'm about to say. She wants to feel like men watching. People acknowledge her, because people don't acknowledge her, they acknowledge her husband. I understand what you're saying. But then again, it goes back, it's deeper than that. You guys been married, or been together, you've been married for like 10 years. Mm-hmm. Like, even before high school. I didn't know myself in high school. But this is the issue that we have as people. When you feel like you got a good thing going on, you're willing to sacrifice your growth to really capture that. So now here you are feeling like, I need to be acknowledged, I need this and the other. But it's just like, you chose this life. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm not knocking her issue, this and that, because I totally understand. But I feel like when you get pressured into, A, getting married young, having kids young, you're not fully developed. Right. You don't know who the hell you are. Right. You start doing certain things, and now here you are, and you at 30, and you're like, I ain't really lived my life.
Right.
But I will say this, is good that she's able to, you know, come to the realization that that's happening, because at the end of the day, even though your take on it, you know, it makes perfect sense. It's still never too late to address, you know, whatever, you know, truth that you feel like you haven't lived, or
right,
you haven't been yourself, or, you know what I'm saying? It happens. Like, I mean, who's not going to go and, oh, oh, we getting millions already? Okay, bet. I'm over there. You know what I'm saying? At a young age, especially because you're about to be comfortable. Now it's a transition from that, you know, you being comfortable to, okay, now I'm getting used to how to move as a rich person. Right. Okay, so I'm moving on. I'm on surface level. I'm doing all this stuff. But now, shit, I don't even know me. Like, what I'm going to do?
Yeah, you know, and honestly, the girl's 30 years old. She don't have 3 kids within 6 years. That's a lot of children. Mm-hmm. And honestly, she ain't had time to still be Aisha.
Right.
Like, think about it. We turned 30, living your best life. But she don't have that. And then for people to dismiss her, I think it goes into us as Black people, the Black community. We so-called don't let our people be vulnerable to us. Like, if somebody come to you and be like, yo, I ain't feeling like myself. It's like, why? Like, you good. You eating, this and other. There's more to life than just eating and having your bills paid, this and other.
To be honest, I got 2 options for Aisha Sugar.
You got 2 options? If you was Aisha? Yeah.
This is what, if she want attention from men, this is what she need to do. Archie already claimed, maybe 3, because Archie already said she was kind of annoying.
That's for me. I can't, you know, yeah. This is my preference.
First of all, but, okay, wait. Let me ask Archie a question
she is annoying only because I get the clips or the sound bites of her saying
something.
I don't follow her.
But
so
let me ask you
Let me
this.
Just put that out there. I can't,
is there any celebrity wife out there that you think is sexy or fine?
What? Any? You know how many celebrity wives out here? A lot of them.
A lot of them. Is Aisha Curry one?
Is she cute?
Exactly.
I mean, Aisha, but that's not my type, though.
But yeah, it doesn't matter.
She cute. Aisha. I mean, but if you look at this. Steph is, okay, you know, Steph ain't no, you know, brolic individual. He's small, too, so they, you know what I'm saying? He got a boyish face.
No, they but fit. At the end of the day, Steph is a man, and he's a basketball player. He got money. The women coming. That's why he got them women flocking. You,
oh, yeah.
Aisha Curry, don't even dress a little sexy. You dress like you.
But, no.
I'm not trying to say that you should.
She don't have to.
I didn't say you should. But Beyonce got those men looking. And Beyonce dressed sexy all the time.
But nobody's gonna approach Beyonce. You wanna know why? Because they money not long. They gonna buy from afar.
We ain't say approach Beyonce. We say give attention. When people see Beyonce, they like this. Oh my God. When people see Aisha, oh, Steph, that's what's going on, because she doesn't have that sex appeal. That's number one, baby. Number two.
I don't agree, but go ahead.
No, for real, you don't have that sex appeal. Aisha is beautiful. I'm not gonna knock her. She's a beautiful lady, but she does not have sex appeal. And I'm not talking about because she doesn't have a fat ass or big titties. She just doesn't have a sex appeal.
But also on that, not even, you know, the way she dresses or things of that nature. She don't put herself in environments where it gives her a chance to be noticed like that. Everything is fast.
They be partying all the time.
But it's closed off, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure,
so
like, everything's closed
off.
Like,
no,
that's what I'm saying. It's closed off where she's gonna be right with him. It's not like she go out with her girls,
right?
And you know,
and
just,
that's
you know
what I'm saying.
You're right with them. Nobody's about to show you attention
that's what
in
I'm
that
saying.
Moment. Even if you like say like you just regular, right? You with your dude at, you know what I'm saying, at a club in Atlanta. Y'all all up on each other. You regular. Nobody about to come
yes,
say.
Yes, they are. They're still going to
I mean, not. Look.
They're not going to say. You know what I'm saying? But she didn't ask for them to come and look. She just said she want people to be watching. Why aren't people what she wants?
She can't. But she can't say that because you can't see what everybody's viewing.
Yeah, and that's another thing. That was my second thing up for Aisha. If you know within yourself that you're a beautiful lady, if you know, and that comes from within yourself, that when you walk out the door, it don't matter what I got on or what I got doing. I don't even care if nobody look at me today, and I'm gonna know I still look beautiful today. And somebody watch, even if I didn't catch their eye, I know in my heart that I still got it. And that's something I feel like she probably got to get from herself too.
She does, but she
that's
can't,
just
she
my two get, opinions for her.
No, but she didn't get that because guess what?
She had children.
She
early.
Had
she had a life.
She got married early,
and all of that stuff. And that is very true.
And that's what people have to realize, like. She got married very early.
No, she has to realize.
Instead of having kids. But the thing is, like, everybody says, I'm like.
Yeah, she, I mean,
she
spoke
said,
her truth.
It's insecurity. She said, I'm insecure.
Truth.
She spoke her truth.
That's it.
So and, for us to sit here, people that have been dragging her, I'm just like, this is why people are not honest with what they have going on. Because we sit here, we pick, we choose, we this, that, and the other. if that's what that girl is saying, I don't care how much money she has. Because honestly, you've seen people that got money doing this and other. And it's so funny because today at work, one of my coworkers, I don't know why people feel the need to tell me craziness, but she's Indian. And she was just like, you know, honestly, you know, you come up and you think this life is kosher. Like, I want to be married here. I want to have kids here. And she's like, you know what? Some of us that have kids probably don't. We love our kids, but we probably didn't want kids. We probably didn't need to have kids. But now we did it because we saw that's what it was. We went along with it. And I think that that's what Aisha Curry went through. Like, you saw this life and you thought it was pristine. But now that you're dealing with it, it's like, I done bit up more than I can chew.
Right.
Yeah, but on top of that, I will say it's unfair to her because, not even her, but people that have money in general, us, you know, the regular folk, for the mass majority of the way we think. I mean, I'm not like this, but a lot of people think this way. They feel like, okay, you got money, so you straight. That doesn't mean you don't go through
complain.
Shit. I mean, you're still human. You know what I'm saying?
You're still human.
They're just dealing with rich people problems. We deal with poor people problems. Just problems are everywhere.
But you know what I'm saying? Rich, though. You know what I mean? Like, being, mental? Yeah. I don't think you can buy mental.
You can't. Ain't no thinking about it. You can't.
You see Britney.
You can't buy it at all.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what I mean? You know how many celebrities have OD to kill themselves because they can't deal with all that pressure?
So much. You know what I'm saying? One guy that played the Joker in that Batman.
Heath Ledger.
Oh, my God. That shit broke my heart.
Which one?
I forgot which one.
It's Heath Ledger.
I don't be knowing these people by their name.
But he was in the movie with Gabrielle Union. Because
he played that part.
You talking about the one with, what's the dude's name?
He played in a lot of movies. But because he played that part, that shit made him go crazy.
Yeah. I'm glad.
That mentally strong about certain aspects in their life. And Aisha Curry, when it comes to other men and you getting attention, you're just not that strong because you have a loving husband. And you really shouldn't give a damn because you could come right here to Decatur. You can get a lot of attention. You'll get a lot of attention. Keep on, and you can wear what you got on.
Sis,
you
will don't get, come here.
You can get all that attention.
10 things I hate about you, Archie.
And that's what I'm saying. You're gonna get the wrong attention.
10 things I hate about you is the movie with Heath Ledger.
Okay, I got you.
No, I mean, I don't think she's saying that she wants the attention. She just wants to see.
No, she wants it.
No, she wants to feel like a regular person.
She just wants to be. She
I'm not saying.
She said, Steph gets all this attention from women. I get it. And I don't know if it kind of sound like a competition. A little bit. Just a slight.
No. I really don't think. I mean, I feel.
Because it's like, oh, well, he has this career, so I feel like I need to have a career because.
But she has one.
Which is awesome and great, but don't say because you want him to feel like y'all at the same level or whatever. Don't make it. That's why the reason you're doing what you're doing.
No, I think what I'm saying. People putting all of that into that.
I don't think it is.
It's not that deep.
Yeah, she ain't really. I mean, if I'm gonna put it in a, you know, if I'm gonna pack it and put it into just a microwave and just pick out that particular quote, then yes, we can talk about that, but I don't think that
because
that
you have to
she
listen to
was,
the beginning and the end.
Yeah, just I didn't even have to listen to the whole thing. I just like just me being real, like I knew that, I mean I spoke on it, like I set my opinion, but I knew it was more so just her answering the question and there was more to it. That was just a part of everything she probably deals with from a regular
basis.
Yeah, from being feeling lonely, from being depressed, from, you know, like I said, I read that she was just coming off of postpartum depression. So
anxiety.
Like, you know what I mean? It's just she was just saying what was going on. And of course, it's the soundbite. The soundbite is what got headlines.
And that's what drove all this here.
Soundbites gets headlines.
And I'm like,
you know,
did y'all even watch the full episode? Like, they're just taking what people putting out here.
I don't know if y'all pay attention to, like, the NBA, like Kevin Durant and them, when they give interviews. Like, they be having attitudes.
Yes.
They be like, because they have attitudes because every time they say something, they take that one sentence
and
or two.
It.
They don't give the whole premise of the conversation. And here go the headline. This athlete said this. So, you know what I'm saying? That's the same thing that happened in this instance. She said that one little soundbite out of everything she said. They took it. Like hey,
one
bet.
Little soundbite is what she said.
I mean, but she said more leading up into it. It's like,
no, but she came. Actually, she came. It wasn't even a question and ask. She just said, you know what? Let me tell y'all something. And she just went out and said,
nah,
like, it on
she wasn't that cavalier with it. She was just like, before, she was like, I have anxiety. I've been suffering anxiety because Seth's sister, Sadell, was talking about how she's dealing with anxiety. And Aisha said she has anxiety.
Right.
And then she was just like, you know, coming into this light and dealing with the stuff that we're dealing with, I don't always feel at my best because, yeah, my husband's getting all this attention. And sometimes I feel like I have to insert myself to be acknowledged.
Oh, I wasn't talking about that part.
Yeah.
But see, that's the entire thing that builds
that's
into it.
That part thing. She said, I feel like I have to insert myself mm-hmm. in certain things. And then she wanted to say, like, yeah, my husband gets attention from women. And, yeah, she's a female that likes men. So she's like, I don't get that same attention. Like, I don't, I feel,
no.
I feel like invisible. And I'm just like, you cannot knock that because if she's saying she don't feel seen, this and the other, like, what she's basically trying to tell y'all, she's more than a wife. She's more than a mother.
Yep.
I am Aisha.
Talk to him.
Stop saying, oh, that's Steph's wife. Hey, that's Riley's mama.
Hey,
it don't look like she was trying to say that. It looked like
no,
she was
that's
trying
what
to
she was
say.
Trying to say.
No, it to me, it looked like she was trying to say, why don't I get attention? No. Why aren't men flocking for me?
She don't want men to flock because she gets validation from her husband. And he posted it and was like,
and that's
thank
what
you for
saying.
Speaking
you
the truth.
It, you get validated. You don't need that attention, girl. You don't need it. And she's just sitting there like.
But you see, that's where she.
And I watched
that's,
the whole thing.
That's where the backlash come from. That, I mean, it's. She, I really truly believe as you know I respectfully disagree V, you know
yeah,
still
yeah,
love you
sorry love you
but she really you know what I'm saying she just was saying one part of you know the
dynamics
that the things she deal with mentally and that's just one of it and you know what I mean and it's cool like she if she wants attention she wants attention she ain't trying to have like
relations
you know what I'm saying just one like aspect that she just she, one aspect she talked about who does let's keep it a buck. Who doesn't like a compliment? It's not like you fishing for a compliment. Like,
right.
Oh, I need it. Oh, hey, compliment me. Hey, you need to compliment me, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, it's
stuff
nice.
Stuff happens.
But this is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
Aisha, you don't put yourself out there to get compliments. And that's just, you don't have to. You don't have to. You're a beautiful lady. But you don't put yourself out there to get compliments. That's all I'm saying. So how are you going to get them? Just
yeah.
get up, keep getting.
But honestly,
Steph.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what? Mm-hmm. Honestly, Stephanie, I think she just really need a black nigga, like a real black
oh,
nigga.
Lord.
Oh,
no,
Lord.
She don't. Hey.
All right.
Because,
all right. And you know what?
No, because she said he don't need really? To be mean. She was like, he don't need to get temp. But she was
okay.
like, I be mad. You know, I was like, okay, you need
okay.
a nigga.
Okay.
But that's probably what some people be thinking. I mean, I don't think that,
I don't think that.
Some people think that way.
I think she needs a whole nigga.
So
and she gonna get that attention she wants.
Stop saying that word. And what we gonna do? What we gonna do with this right now? We gonna pause right now and end this episode because V is going to the depth of the bayou and the creeks, and I don't have time for that.
Well,
I'm LaShonda. You can catch me at Patchwork 85. Fee?
Flyway Fee.
All right. Ace?
Instagram, Ace_Alpha2. Twitter, Ace_YUNG2.
All right. And with the podcast, you can catch us at Crayon versus Culture.
Thanks for tuning in. Remember, keep living life outside of the box.